welcome back to Reality Check. Today we are talking how I Am Kate is actually canceled and Rudy Huxbow has a new reality show. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality Check.
Yo, B. Yo, J. They ready. Y'all ready. Yo, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check, everybody. I'm Ashley Gray. Joined with me, Jesse, Janity, Beyonce, and Nikki. Get it. Get it. So, I Am Kate was canceled. Not to my surprise. Shocker. Honey, I knew that first episode that I Am Kate was going to be
trash. Put it in the same box with Courtney.
I can't.
Oh, is that Chloe? Sorry, my bad.
Well, actually, out of all of the sisters, I love Courtney. But why do you feel that I Am Kate was canceled?
Because, I mean, it was just, it wasn't going anywhere from the beginning. You had the trans community hating it. You had everyone hating it. Then you had people loving it. And it just, the ratings were horrible. Caitlyn wasn't fully giving us her reel.
Yeah. So do you think that...
It should have been like an 8-part docuseries.
Exactly. But do you think that Caitlyn was fully committed, or do you think that she was doing it just to do it?
I think a little bit of both. It probably started good, and then it was just like, all right, we need, you know, production companies are always like, oh, we need to make this juicier. Let's expand on that. Let's expand on that.
Well, you know that it was on E, and it's rumored that Caitlyn was upset because none of the Kardashians or the Jenners really had her back and went to E and said, you know, it's either all of us or none of us. Do you think that the Kardashian / Jenner clan should have stuck up for their mom, dad?
They're worried about Rob Kardashian showing what it's about to do. Slayana, all of them.
You think so?
I think it is.
Did they really break up? Because it was in the news last week that it was rumored that something
was
going on with them.
Guess we're going to have to wait to see it.
Maybe they're building up the suspense.
Guess we're going to have to wait to see it. Because I know I'll watch that, but I'm not watching the Amber Show. What's that show?
That's still on.
Girl, I don't know. I'd be seeing clips of it on YouTube. But it's always the same clip. You heard about that new game show? Remember we were talking about how Bow Wow?
Wait, what, Bow Wow? Mm-hmm. Well, he's retired from the rap game, but he wasn't even rapping, and then he retired. Boy, how you gonna be sleep and then go back to sleep, but you was already sleep? What you rapping about? But he's retired. Kudos to Bow Wow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
But he's coming back. And Miss Christina Aguilera. They're going to be on Spike TV. So, you know, Spike TV, they do that lip sync song.
They do,
show.
Yeah.
Well, they done created a basically similar type show. So, Bow Wow and Christina, Bow Wow Wow. Now you got that stuff in my head. You're going to be on a show. They're going to host together. And so the competition is I'm going to play a quick little track, and you have to guess that song. And the show is called Tracks.
Is it going to be celebrities playing, or is it going to be common folk?
Little mix of both.
Because I would love it if
They'll
it was like
some
common
special
folk.
Guests coming,
yeah.
In, but it's mostly common folk.
And then have the celebrities come on to do like,
and
oh, let me
it's
rap
gonna be
a
like
lyric,
live performances
or yeah,
and like all that. Yeah,
I'm here for that. Actually, like Bow Wow and Christina, I would never pair them two as two hosts together.
I don't see Christina like doing it in the next season. Like I see this being a Bow Wow and like Christina Milian. Thing.
I like that. I'm not mad at that. I would rather have like Bow Wow. Oh, excuse me. Bow Wow and Roxy, actually. It'd be like, you know, Taryn J. and Roxy.
Wait, no, I died. I know this was like a later subject because I'm so late, y'all, with this Date and Naked show. Or I don't know if it was Date and Naked or
was it Couple? What Taryn J?
No, Roxy is the host.
Of Dating Naked?
I think it was Dating Naked. Can
it
y'all
can't
leave
be.
In the comments
no.
below? I'm pretty sure it was either that. Yeah, because that's the only date.
Dating Naked My doesn't have a host, though.
That's
oh,
what
yes,
I said.
Oh, yes, they do.
And it'd be her popping up like, oh. And you'd be like, oh. I can't. I'm pretty sure it was that. Or maybe, no, because it wasn't Are You the One. But either or, I was like, why are both the hosts from 106 and Park doing dating show?
Who was it, AJ? Oh, Terrence
and then Roxy.
Yeah. Well.
But she's not a real host. She's just like pops up like randomly and you're like, oh, there's a host. Oh.
Roxy was recently on Hollywood Today Live and she was hosting. So I
good
didn't.
Good for her.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I always wanted her to win, but after that fainting thing, I was like, girl, at the BET Awards, I was like. Yeah, you good, girl? You eating?
I always. always liked Roxy. Roxy has this very sweet personality. It's not as outgoing as I would prefer, but she has an audience.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead. But anyway, so Rudy Huxtable has a new reality show, or does she? So Keisha Knight Pulliam, or Pulliam Knight, she literally, I mean, do you want a peach? Are you trying to be a Hollywood diva? Because she has just been talking about all of her drama to every single media outlet who will listen. Are you trying to get a reality show? I just don't understand it. She's
like,
constantly throwing her
ex-husband
under the bus he cheated. It's Ed, who used to date Lisa from Rohab, but Lisa's now on Hollywood Divas. Lisa Whoop. But anyway, I'm like, Keisha,
who cares? Like, really?
But
like,
I think that's what she's trying to really build up some friction.
Andy, give her a damn spot on Atlanta or something. Come on.
I liked her with... She should have just stayed with Big Dig.
Girl, just put her on the damn show so she can stop being doing all this and let her just...
Do you think she's doing the most?
Yeah. Like, you don't even have a production company behind you. Like, you just run out here using TMZ as a production company for your reality show. Stop.
I really, like, I just really don't understand her motive. Like, she's literally dragging this out. Like every time I go on the internet, she then says something about her. Like, the last one was, oh, my bad divorce and my ex inspired my daughter's middle name, which is going to be Grace. And I'm like, girl.
Why are you putting your daughter's tea out there like that? Like, leave your daughter alone. Like, Chris Crocker, leave your daughter alone!
She's always been one who, like, was so graceful, I always thought, and just kept her business to herself, especially when she was with Big Tig. And now that this went down, it's like, I know all her business, including her social security number. Like, Linda.
Keep that away from Joanne the scammer.
Yes. Andy, give her a spot, or... I don't know, Carlos King, write her into Hollywood Divas, what might be a little juicy because Lisa on there.
Go on the damn show with Sarah from Da Ban, whatever that shit's called, from the bottom up. You know what I mean? Come on, get her somewhere.
15 seconds.
We're in fucking Hollywood, people. Just get her a goddamn production company. Leave TMZ alone.
Get a
Girl,
Snapchat
if you done
show.
Start your reality show on, and there'll be bitches out here using the Shade Room as their production company. I'm like... Stop it.
But before we go on, I wanted to mention yesterday I got the opportunity to watch The Danish Girl, and it is so good.
What the fuck is
it's
that?
It's about this
is this a movie?
It's about a transgender. Yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but it's based on a true story, and it is really good. It recently won an Academy Award. Get it in a red box, y'all. I got it for $1.70.
Is she Danish?
Well, she,
or she
yeah.
eats Danish.
Well, she, her. It's so complicated. I can't really explain it. I'm going to try. So basically, it was a married couple. They were both artists. The male in the relationship always felt like he was a woman. So he started putting on his wife's, like, nightgowns and stuff. And his wife would encourage it, like, oh, this is just a phase. But all of a sudden, Lily emerges, which was his, who he felt he really
so
was.
So these are white people, though.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Because I'm like,
good.
Why? You'll just let in your man. Like, it's just...
Yeah, they went to, like, a shrink, and the shrink was like, you need to stop encouraging this behavior. But it was really good. It was, yeah. I feel like Caitlyn Jenner should have took some notes.
All right.
Because that mess that she was doing, it ain't touched not near one of my heartstrings.
Speaking of heartstrings, Cardi B used the Shade Room as some publicity the other day. Apparently, she got her mom a car.
Congratulations.
Go ahead, girl. She was real happy. She said, I haven't even got myself a car yet, but I'm so proud to say that I got my mom a car. I think it was like a Lexus. It was real cute.
That was cute.
Real cute.
It looked like a mom car, though. It did, but it was cute.
Girl, what? Your mom be whipping in one of them? My mom would look crazy in that. That looked like a tank. Like a Lexus spaceship tank.
Yeah, well, my parents had a Pacifica, which is huge. It looks just like that.
Oh, I'm just like, here's my thing, because I'm assuming she live in New York, but, like, I'd be so scared having a nice car in New York. Cause
really?
Them streets, I'd be like...
It looked like she looked... I don't know where
she
lived.
She lived in, like, the suburb.
Yeah, because the background looked very
Other
suburban.
Love and Hip Hop tea is Benzino. Remember when he got shot? So his nephew is finally getting convicted, so... I'm glad
How your nephew
that.
Gonna shoot you, though? That's where I got tripped up. I'm like, dang, this is blood. This is family. And that's messed up.
And I'm really irritated Kind of excited because it might work in our favor, though. But Tommy from Love & Hip Hop, she was supposed to be on BHL last week. The girl done showed an hour and a half late for the show. Like, why continue to come? And then got her hair done here. And didn't do a show. But, so with that being said, she is going to come back. So, and I'm happy because I was out of town. So I was like, I can't miss Tommy. And I'm mad that I missed that experience of her. Because that just would have been a, would have just been a highlight of my week. So yeah, that happened this week with Tommy, if you guys wanted to know that.
So Kylie once again dropped all these millions on another house. I'm like, seriously? Like, kudos to her, because she just back like 4 months ago spent like $6 million on another house in Malibu. And I'm like, where are you getting all these millions from? But it raises my question, like, literally, reality stars are the new celebrity. You can literally become a billionaire by getting lip injections, booty implants, and boobs.
And it's so funny because celebrity, like real celebrities, don't know what to feel about it, because it's like they get their privacy now, because it's like we're not Orlando Bloom has to like do shrooms on a canoe naked, like for anyone to care what he's doing.
Yeah.
Where Kim Kardashian's like, oh, I just wanted boba tea. And like,
did you see her recent bikini pictures, though? With it? Oh, she looks like the bug off of Ant's Life. Her booty is so big, but her thighs are look like this pan. Like, that looks gross. Like, it does not look natural at all. Fellas, that's what y'all like? That's what y'all like? Okay.
Girl, they're just worrying about the poom poom tang. You know what I'm saying?
That is not cute.
But I do know what some guys like. Football. You be watching football?
Of course.
You be doing?
Go Rams.
Oh, God.
LA Rams.
Ashley's trying to find her man, y'all. What season is it? She be Googling them cliff notes. Wikipedia. Polo.
What season is it? But if worse comes to worse, that's just right. Always turn to golf.
I can't, right? Because she's looking for him older, huh? Now, okay, you got that hip stroke. Fucking Aaliyah over here. There's something about your hip stroke.
What song is that? That ain't Aaliyah.
I know. I was going to do Rock the Boat, but then I was like... Sorry. But anyways, no. If you guys play football, do you do the Final Fantasy? Like, I play video games, y'all. Yeah. Do you do fantasy sports?
No.
Oh, honey, well, you in the wrong game. You aren't fucking around with Tinder. You need to be fucking around over here with... No, okay, so we have this thing called Final Drafts. You guys can go to this website, Final Drafts, DraftKings.com. I keep saying Final Draft. Like, I'll be working too much, y'all, up in my computer. But it's called DraftKings.com. And it is the destination for all things fantasy football. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments, and you can play whenever you want. And not only that, but you can win a whole lot of money. How? Easy. All you guys got to do is hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use code BSSports. I'm totally kidding. BSports. Because why did we change this? It should have just been black. Now I gotta remember B-Sports. All right, so the code is B-Sports, and it's gonna help you guys sign up, and you guys will be able to win tons of money. I know that like it was like $5 million up in there. Yep, $5 million. Last year, you guys could only win like $1 or $2 million. So this year, you can get $5 million. So I'm not fully sure how to play fantasy football, but if you do, I'm sure this is probably really easy, because that's all they'd be talking about is how easy it is to play this. So we gonna sign up after this?
Okay, let's sign up.
Cool.
Let's see how it goes.
Well, maybe Ashley will find her a man.
Well, all of our favorite fall shows are coming back.
Like
TGIT, Scandal, hello. All of them are coming back in September. I want to talk about Columbus Shorts, because allegedly he is now engaged and has a baby on the way by the woman who Corinne Stephan, superhead, accused him of cheating on her with. Now, this is his third marriage. Third. T-H-I-R-D. Number three. I was rooting for him. I was a gladiator for him. I really wanted him to pull himself up, get off that crack and drug and whatever.
This is why you're single.
Well, the thing is apparently he's not single.
No, that's why you're single.
Oh, I know. I'm a fixer.
I am
such an Olivia Pope. I was cheering for him. So do you think that this is true? Like, he is engaged and has a baby on the way?
I mean, I don't know. Like, probably. It would not surprise me. Like, and none of this surprises me anymore. From cue card to cue card, I'm just sitting up in here like, all right, my life ain't that bad. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm going to reality X that entire situation.
Yeah,
I really feel
stop.
Like he needs to get himself together. Just step away from the ladies and just focus on himself and getting back on Scandal. I really think they would have given him another opportunity, but now look.
Speaking of opportunities, this new show, Gold Diggers. Hmm? Gold Diggers. Lala Anthony's new show. She's teaming up with Timbaland.
Okay. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be the show focuses on FaceTime, which is an agency for like all the music video models. And some of the girls in the show are going to be Bernice Burger. I think Corinne a while back had brought up some of this, but they just announced Timbaland's going to be working with Lala for this. But it's Drake's ex, Bernice, DJ Kyra Chaos, Amina Blue, which is from that Tyga 101 video. And I'm like, okay. Why are we watching this?
That sounds like it's going to be horrible.
It'll get probably one season. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It's just so interesting to me. Because then I'm sitting here, my roommate, he's watching. He, like, binges on seasons of things. And this is how I get caught up to date with everything. So he watching Dating Naked. And I'm watching this show. And I'm like, this is the problem with America. Or just maybe the world. Because I've never been out this country. So I don't really know what they be watching out there. But we are promoting, like, this guy went on this date, he fucked this girl twice, and then the next day was on different, like, and I mean, it's just, it's amazing that kids are just growing up and thinking, like, oh yeah, this is life, like, if he fucked her last night, like, I still, you know, am worthy enough to go on a date with him, like, where is the self-worth in these people?
No,
like, it's just really crazy.
I do, like,
it
I
blew
was just,
my mind, I was just like,
I was
what
just
is
thinking about that yesterday. Growing up, I had shows like A Different World to watch, you know, and it was about people of color being, they were on TV, but it was like very positive and uplifting. They were going to college and they had like higher aspirations. And not saying that going to college is the end all, like in order to be successful, you have to do that. But it was just such real, it was great, positive role models
and like,
in my
reality
life.
TV. Think
on
of
TV.
Like the real world.
Yeah.
How different it is now. Like everything is just so over sexualized. It's just really crazy. It's like Tinder television.
Well, I'm happy that Lala
Tinder TV,
is back.
Watch, it's coming.
I'm happy that Lala is back out and doing the MC thing because I always loved her as like a VJ, as a host. I think she brings a different element to TV that's missing even now. Like she's just very calm, but still like your homie, like down to earth. Like I always enjoy watching her. But Timbaland, I'm good. He can just keep making beats. Like, maybe you can make the beat for the intro and outro. But I'm not really trying to see him. But speaking of other people that I'm not really... Like, from supermodel to professor. Tyra Banks is now teaching...
I already wrote that one.
Honey, Linda, what's going on with America? Like, where are you...
I'm not fully mad at it. Because it's like, okay, so she's going to be teaching a class at Stanford, and it's called Project U, Building and Extending Your Personal Brand. Think about it. Like, she has been very successful. She's had her hands in everything.
But she got an honorary
and she's only
degree.
She's co-teaching.
But she got an honorary degree, which means that they gave you a piece of paper. It just makes me upset for people like me who have been in college for how, like, I got, like, a master's, and I just don't really understand how she can just all of a sudden get an honorary degree, and now she's teaching.
I mean, look, I ain't mad at it for this specific thing. Now,
for
she
that
got
specific
a,
thing, I get
she got an honorary degree, and she's up here teaching calculus. I'd be like, okay, y'all. So, who's sucking whose dick up in this bitch? Because I'm just like, this makes sense to me. And, like, this is the point of it. Like, Swiss Beats was talking. I interviewed him a few years back, and he was telling me he's in New York, and he teaches classes there. And, like, he's going back to school right now as a student, and he wants to teach courses there. But, I mean, even though he was, you know,
But I have respect for him because he's literally, I'm going back to school, I'm going to pay my dues, I'm going to research, learn, and educate myself.
He wanted to learn something different. Like, but he also teaches music classes there, but he's going to learn business stuff. Where Tyra Banks, it's like, Tyra clearly knows her business. She knows how to build a brand. Like, this makes me, I wouldn't be mad at this. Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner.
But why though? Because Kim Kardashian, she's proved to be a really great businesswoman. Kris Jenner has too.
Kris Jenner.
Would you raise an eyebrow if Kris Jenner was now teaching
I would go to that school. I would go to that class. Hell yeah, bitch. I'd take all the notes. I'd record that shit, Snapchat it, Insta story it, all of the above.
The story. Okay, so I'm going to go. Jesse convinced me. I'm going to go ahead and reality check Tyra. Professor Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
And she's co-teaching, so it's not like she's the lead.
Right.
She's
lead Tyra, let her
she's
be
a
her.
Adjunct professor. Okay, cool. Insta story. Like, what? Did you fill in it?
I mean, I'm not mad at it. Here's the thing. Here's why I'm mad at it. I don't be watching people's Insta stories.
I don't even know how to work it.
Girl, you just click the top of it. You just click a picture. And it plays. Like, mine were real cute today because I got my hair cut, so I was like, eh. But it's like Snapchat, but I don't know. The thing is, like, there's just, I follow too many people on Instagram. Like, no offense. If I look at Insta stories, then I'm not looking at your Instagram page. Like, that's just, I'm just saying that's too much for me to be, like, going through all of these
and
videos.
And we're following the same people on all social media sites, pretty much. Like, I'm following you on Snapchat. I'm following you on Twitter.
And
on
Snapchat's
Insta,
funner
on
because
Facebook.
It's like, they can do the faces and stuff like that. Like, Insta stories, like, you can do one cool filter. It's like this rainbow filter. It just, like, makes everything look everything. I don't know. I'm not really here for it. It can go away.
Yeah, it can go away. I'm over it. I didn't even try it. I was going to try it right now, but...
Just do it. It's literally like Snapchat, honestly. Anyways, Tiny is shooting down these divorce rumors. Her reps came out to say, Tamika Harris has read so much about her marriage in the past few weeks that it's time to set the record straight and really educate everyone on the facts. Certain blogs have reported that she's going to be a single mom and she's getting a divorce. She has a new residence and everything in between. On behalf of Mrs. Harris, this is the truth. Tamika and Tiny are good. They love each other and they have beautiful family with 7 amazing children. For them, it will always be family over everything. You didn't answer the question.
Sure didn't.
But that's their business. You know what I mean? They have 7 beautiful children. In other words, what they were saying is leave us the fuck alone.
Well, I will leave you alone because I don't care. After the first little blurb that we did, I was over it. It's like if they wanted, they've been together for such a long time. If they get a divorce, it's their business. And they're not really exciting enough for me to want to know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really, like, probing to get to the bottom of it. Like, ooh, I wonder. So.
And I wonder.
Ooh. We'll just keep wondering. But, yeah, so anyway, I'll go ahead and reality check the fact that they stepped in and was like, look, this is our business. I'm going to give you this statement, and that's it.
Mm.
That's all. I'll reality check it. What about you?
I'll reality check it.
Well.
Did you hear what Ava DuVernay and Oprah were talking about with integration instead of diversity?
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
I mean,
inclusion, excuse me.
Tell us a little bit more about it, Jesse. Go on here.
Like, this bitch don't even know. So
no,
like,
I do, but I want to hear your comment first.
Everybody gets caught up in the slogan and the protest, says Winfrey, as she and DuVernay sit for a joint interview around TV series Queen Sugar. If you treat being black as a plight, it affects your creativity. Don't count on me, I'm one person, says Ava, with a light shrug that suggests she's sorry to disappoint. That's not change. That's anomaly. She's back in New Orleans, where she has spent a sizable portion of her... She said, rather than diversity, inclusion is the 43-year-old writer-director's preferred term, and thought she had seen no evidence of a sea change for the women and people of color thirsty for work and recognition in film and TV.
What's your comment?
I mean, I think it's... I like it because it's a positive word. And it's finding a way, instead of saying... let's be diverse. Because we're using the word diverse in everything now. And it's like, well, what's diverse now? Like, you know, and it's more like, let's include people. So it's like, yeah, it's cool to have a cast of, you know, 5 white people. Let's include some color in that too. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's more of a using positive terms instead of all this negativity. And when I hear diverse right now, I feel like it's just being used in so many different ways. Like you'll hear, oh, we need a diverse cast. Okay. What do you mean?
Like, well, I feel that inclusion and diversity complement each other. I think that they go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. I get what she's saying, that inclusiveness is key, but with that comes diversity. And diversity, I love that word because I know that maybe on the forefront of our minds right now, it's more so with black, white, skin tones, maybe people of color. But diversity means like transgender and like lesbian, gay, like everything. And I feel that with that is like inclusiveness. You're including everyone. So like
you're not thinking about black, white, Hispanic, Asian. You're not thinking that. You're just open to including.
But I feel that in order to do that, you have to recognize the fact that there is a lack of diversity. There is a lack of people of color.
Because people aren't including everybody else.
True.
I mean, I get what you're saying with both words. But where I'm just stemming from it, where I connected with this is, it's like every day we watch with the media. It's like you turn it on, it's all negative stuff. Then it's like, you go outside and, you know, people just, they're tired. They're, you know, a lot of my friends, it's so interesting. This year specifically, a lot of my friends, I feel, had this like rough energy, and it was like, they're starting to overcome it now. But it was like, almost like at the same time, people like go through these patches of like, I don't know. Do you feel like that sometimes?
No, I don't think that diversity is a negative word. I applaud her for saying that.
No, I'm not saying it's a negative word, but I'm saying right now, you read the newspaper, it's just the word you're seeing everywhere. We need to make Hollywood, it's becoming numb to that word. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like, yeah, everything has to be diverse. Like, we overuse it right now. So it's like, okay, we need a new word to wake people up and understand inclusion. Here, how's that one work for you? Include people in what the fuck you're doing. Right. Other people. Everybody. I don't know. That's where my mind went for it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that both words go hand in hand. I mean, you can't have one without the other. But I see that, like, what you're saying, she's trying
love
to switch
and
it up.
Marriage.
Oh, that was my go show. What happened to Peggy?
Like, that bitch make money. Her husband done created Sons of Anarchy. They sound real cute.
Really?
Yeah,
Peggy's?
Yeah.
Gotta Google.
That's how she got that role, girl.
Married with Children?
You never seen Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Oh, you're about to get your... Ooh, I ain't even gonna tell you who you're gonna be coming in here. Watch next week. She gonna be like, what's his name? Jack? Jackson?
You don't even know.
Girl, it's been like years since I've seen it, but wait till, wait till you see... Please, just watch one episode. Okay. You're gonna come in next week and just for the people, just look in that camera and be like...
But you know what movie that I did recently watch?
Ashley about to get her groove back.
One movie that I did recently watch that's an old school movie was Higher Learning. Have you ever seen that?
Who's in that one?
Now, you need to get your life. Because it is, but it's very heavy, though.
It sounds wicked familiar.
Omar Epps, Tyra Banks is in it. Okay, young Tyra, young Omar, yeah. But it's really, really good. And it's quite heavy, but it's very relevant to what's going on. And I watched it last week and I was like, that's crazy. I got it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
Send that. So to swing away. But you know, I've been busy because while Ashley gets her panties in a bunch this week to some Sons of Anarchy, I'm going to be reality checking my baby daddy. Y'all was real mad at him, but he done dropped his new album.
It's about
Blonde.
Time.
Hey, don't rush him.
Okay.
You can't rush the great. Okay, he know what he doing. So anyways, Bay, Frank Ocean, he done dropped his album Blonde, all these damn tracks, it's everything. Reality check. We actually don't need ain't heard it, so she just gonna reality check
it. I'm gonna reality check it because Jesse did.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, let me know what you are thinking. Hashtag BHL reality check. That was our show for today. Joining us next week, hopefully, Tommy.
No, she ain't coming next week. I gotta get her back when she back out this way.
Yeah.
You know, because she on that Atlanta cast.
Where can everyone find you?
You know, down the street, I just be out here. On Insta stories, y'all can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
I did not even tell them that I was in a high speed pursuit, like in that crossfire. You're gonna see me on the news tonight,
girl. Ain't no one almost didn't make bug.
It. Y'all gonna see me hanging up with like that's me, y'all. No, seriously, it was like something crazy happened on the expressway. You can find me at Ashley Gray TV everywhere. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.